There was a moment in every soccer game when I'd feel the energy shift toward me, whether it was a morale boost, a momentum swing, or a goal that we needed. It was my job to make it happen. When I felt that shift, I'd say silently to myself, "Let's go, Abby. It's your time." As I sat down to prepare my speech, that's what I told myself. I needed this rally cry because it was a vital and intimidating time in our country to speak for and to women. The nation was as divided as I've ever known it to be. White supremacy and misogyny were being legitimized and celebrated at the highest levels of government. The backlash against equal justice for all was swift and painful. The landscape of America was overrun with archaic ways of thinking about gender, race, sexuality, rich and poor, and the environment. Many were angry, and others were numb. Apathy was setting in. Affecting any real change felt daunting. It may have felt impossible, even. Unless, of course, you don't believe in impossible, because it's been the lesson of your life that a team of women who unite for a larger goal can achieve the impossible again and again. As I focused on what I wanted to share with the women of Barnard, a directive to unleash their individuality, unite the collective, and change the landscape, my thoughts turned to a TED Talk I'd watched recently about the wolves of Yellowstone National Park. In 1995, wolves were reintroduced to Yellowstone after being absent for 70 years. It was a controversial decision, but rangers decided it was a risk worth taking because the land was in trouble. During those 70 years, the number of deer skyrocketed because they were alone and unchallenged at the top of the food chain. They grazed unchecked and reduced the vegetation so severely that the riverbanks eroded. Once a small number of wolves arrived, big changes started happening almost immediately. First, they thinned out the deer through hunting. But more important, the presence of the wolves drastically changed the behavior of the remaining deer. Wisely, the deer started avoiding the places they'd be most vulnerable to the wolves, the valleys, and the vegetation in those places regenerated. The height of the trees quintupled in just 6 years. Birds and beavers started moving in. The beavers built river dams, which provided habitats for otters and ducks and fish. Ravens and bald eagles returned to eat the carrion left by the wolves. Bears came back because berries started growing again. But that wasn't all. The rivers actually changed as well. The plant regeneration stabilized the riverbanks so they stopped collapsing. The rivers strengthened. In short, the plant ecosystem regenerated. The animal ecosystem regenerated. The entire landscape changed. All because of the wolves' presence. See what happened there? The wolves, who were feared by many to be a threat to the system, became the system's salvation. Now look around you today. See what's happening here? Women who are feared by many to be a threat to our system will become our society's salvation. We are the ones we've been waiting for. We are the wolves. Throughout my life, my wolf pack was my soccer team. Now, my wolf pack is all women everywhere. Wolf packs need a unifying structure. The most effective way to create a collective heartbeat is to establish rules for the pack to live by. The U.S. women's national team is a unique thing. An all-women ecosystem separated in many ways from the larger system. The U.S. women's national team ignored those warnings and set out to build what they dreamed of. They deployed a guerrilla grassroots marketing campaign. They visited schools and spoke to gymnasiums full of kids. They surprised teams of young girls on soccer pitches. They once drove by a youth soccer tournament and asked the bus driver to pull over so they could talk to the kids about the World Cup. They were scrappy. And they sacrificed. They were zero ego and all heart. They were united and committed to a vision they knew was possible and were determined to bring to life. They did. They sold out stadiums. They created the most powerful women's sports movement the world has ever seen and the biggest event in the history of women's sports. Their final game, played at the Rose Bowl in Pasadena, was attended by more than 90,000 people, the largest crowd to ever attend a women's only sporting event in history. It was also the most watched soccer game in the U.S. to date, including any men's World Cup matches. With 40 million people around the world watching the game live, it garnered higher ratings in the finals for both professional hockey and basketball. There were suddenly new rules to the game, written by those women, but only because a bunch of badass visionaries had the courage to break the old ones. As Ava DuVernay, the first Black woman to direct a film nominated for an Oscar for Best Picture, said, "Regarding glass ceilings, I'm mostly bolstered by folks who create their own ceilings. I'm less interested in banging down the door of some man who doesn't want me there. I'm more about building my own house." The message I decided to share with the Barnard women, the message of this book, is this. Women must stop following the old rules, which exist only to maintain status quo. If we follow the rules we've always followed, the game will remain the same. Old ways of thinking will never help us build a new world. Out with the old, in with the new. Welcome to the Wolfpack Way. 8 new rules that will change the game.
Thank you for listening to this clip provided to you by Macmillan Audio. To hear more, look for this title wherever audiobooks are sold.